This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Good morning, everybody.
Boy, the parking thing. 2 days in a row.
Jeez,
for you.
Forget. Who cares? It's fine.
It's funny.
At least today I knew I was had to park on the street.
What happened exactly?
They're doing some construction in the garage.
What's going on?
It's been going on a few weeks now.
It's just funny that I pulled in and went, that's the number. I saw the email that went out and said these number parking spots are affected, and I didn't think one thing of it because I know I'm like 80 something.
Right.
Yeah.
And then as I pulled in, I went, well, sure enough.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course it is.
Ding,
of course
ding.
It's Sarah.
It's Sarah.
Well, it doesn't. It's fine, though.
All right, then.
I mean, no one ahead of time is fine.
I guess you could have parked in my spot. Mine is like 24.
I have a spot right in front of me, and Vinny said there's a spot in front of him, too.
I just, you know what? We know it was really easy. Pulling over to the side of the road and walking half a block to the building.
All right.
Fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
Okay.
I may do it tomorrow, though, because...
Tomorrow, park
they,
in front of me.
Yeah, they street sweep Monday,
or,
Wednesday, Friday.
Since you get in early, just back in all the way. I'll park in front of you. And then when we split, Jane can have the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta tell me what number,
though. She doesn't show up until...
Well, so you're... If she gets here and you're still here, she parks on the street.
Right. So we're good.
But some... Depends on what side you park. Some days are Tuesday, Thursday street sweeping. Other days are Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
So I back and forth depending on what day. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I park on one side. Tuesday, Thursday, I park on the other side.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll figure out what number spot you're in, and I'll back into that spot.
Okay, good.
Great. So we figured it out. Look at us solving problems at 5:46
in the morning.
If only you could have helped our coworker.
I know. Jason downstairs, we share a slot, and he's so good. He always calls me and tells me everything that's, you know, we talk parking all the time.
Nah.
You know, this, there's that. And so yesterday, I just said he was CC'd on the email, so I just assumed that he knew about it. But he was nice enough to call me just as I'm pulling up to the building. He's like, oh, hey, there's cones in the... I just read the email. I kicked those cones out of the way and parked my car in there. And I'm like, oh, I guess I probably should have called you yesterday and been as considerate as you always are.
Mm-hmm.
But I just assumed, there's the email and here's his name on it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, all the boys were in the office yesterday from downstairs, and they were talking parking.
Oh.
It was so funny.
Oh.
It's like three, you know how sometimes people are all excited and everyone talks to you at the same time?
Yes.
And you're kind of looking, so there I am looking at all three of them as they're all talking to me and Brynn at the same time.
It's very, it's hard because you want to give one person your attention, but everyone's yelling at you at once. Well, they're an excitable bunch downstairs.
Yes, they are. They're great.
They are great.
Hooman, what was your question?
How long is the construction going for?
I don't know, a couple days maybe.
Why couldn't they do it when she was on vacation?
They did do it while they were on vacation.
Well, they don't have to plan their construction stuff around when we're on vacation. I mean, yes, that would be more convenient for me, but I suppose that, you know, my convenience factor is not necessarily their... biggest priority. I'll get that into my next contract. He's at.
Yeah, please.
I must be consulted as to when all construction in the garage can take place.
We don't even know what building we're going to be in by the time that thing's done.
We don't even know what's going on.
Right. We don't.
What's going on, Vinny?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Well, I know.
What's going on?
I know we have to do what we do. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to continue to deliver.
To be number one, guys.
I know.
Continue to be number one.
Thank you so much for listening to us. I don't know why you do it, but I'm super grateful. Oh.
Yeah, we're like an old shoe or old pair of jeans. We just fit well.
Right. We're like an old dirty cabin that for some reason you keep going back
to. We say stuff once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
You want a new thing?
What is it?
Yeah. I got a new thing for you.
All right. Out of your life?
Oh, no.
Oh, darn.
No.
I want some new stuff out of your life.
No, there's no.
A puppy?
I know.
What?
No. Uh-uh. Check this out.
Okay.
If you may already know this, and if you do, then I'm the last guy to it, and that's, you know, bad on me. But if you're out there and listening and you've got an iPhone, I think they have a similar app for Android, but I don't know what it is.
What is it?
On your iPhone, it's the health app with the little heart.
Yeah.
Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay. When you click on it.
Oh, I've never even clicked on
there's
that.
There's a medical ID thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you open it, you can put your birthday and medical conditions in there, and also phone numbers that people can call in an emergency, like, say, in case John needed to be called. Even if you lock your phone, a doctor or someone can get into your phone and get this info.
They can?
Because you have, there's a show when locked. See that button on top? You can't see it.
I can't.
But there's a button that says show when locked. So once you've filled it out and closed your phone back up and locked your phone, I already tested this, so that's why I know it actually works. You go to open your phone.
Yes.
And it says, let me see if it'll do it. Emergency, right?
Yeah.
See that? You click on emergency and see the medical ID down there on the bottom?
Yes.
A health person will know that they can open it and get to your contacts and call your person.
Oh, because it has all the info just listed
right
there.
It's all listed there, and it's only for medical use.
Right. So it doesn't allow access to the entire phone, but they're able to
call your mom.
Call your mom. And they can touch it right from your phone?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
And so they could call. In fact, you should put this on your kids' phones.
Yes.
Because they could call you if your kid was ever, God forbid, injured.
Right.
This would be the way they'd get mom on the phone.
Right.
How do you like that?
I like it.
I just signed up, Vinny.
It's easy, right?
Yeah, I've never even clicked on that button.
No.
What, how did you come to
A friend
see
turned
that?
Me on to it, and I went, oh, you know what? I should do that. I mountain bike. I've got the dumb phone with me.
Yeah.
There have been times.
When it's your only ID. I mean, you don't have anything else on you.
Right. Sure. It's dangerous, but it's fine. You're fine. But there's spots where if you go that way, you're down a gully, like a far one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you would want someone to be able to help you.
Right.
Contact your mommy.
Let your people. Cool. Right. Let your people know that something happened.
I actually put in my phone, whenever it was a few months ago, I put in my phone John's name and I put husband by it in case anything happened to me. If they scroll through my phone, they would say, oh, husband, because we don't have the same last name.
Well, this will avoid that. All medical people know to use that. Oh. That's why.
I'm surprised this hasn't been publicized more.
Well, that's why I'm saying it now.
You're doing it.
The PSA.
Put this
in our PSA file, Yuzette.
Sure will.
I don't know what the equivalent is on Android, but there must be one.
Woman, do you have anything on your phone that reflects that?
No. I don't.
Oh. There's no Samsung
You're
health.
You're lost forever.
if there is, call? I don't use it. I saw something that said S Health, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, maybe that's it, Samsung.
They've got to have a similar thing.
When you just open your phone and get to the lock screen, does it have a little emergency button?
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I think there must be something.
Yeah, there's a Samsung Health. Let me click on it and see what happens.
Oh
you got to sign up. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I just signed up.
Then
you don't sign up. You just
talking.
Put your name into it so that it's got the info so they can call your mommy.
I put in my allergy. I'm allergic to penicillin.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Oh, are you?
Oh.
Yeah.
And did you tap Johnny V's number so that he's the... You got to go one more step, girl.
Oh, boy.
Go all the steps. So there you go.
Okay.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Good job, Vinny.
I feel like I'm, now I'm an organ donor, and you can contact my people to let them know you're taking my liver.
You can also put organ donor on there, too.
Fantastic.
Oh, I did. I'm an organ donor. There's some other kind of donor.
It says even
too.
If you're signed up on your license, you may not have your license on you, but you will probably have your phone.
You will. We don't leave home without them.
Right. Oh, my God, I got to turn around.
I know.
We're 2 hours on the road. Sorry, I've got to turn around.
We have to go back.
My phone, I can't.
I can't be away from it.
Yeah.
We're going away for 3 whole days.
Oh, by the way, I am going away for a couple days coming up here. I'm leaving for Disneyland, everybody.
You are. I have a meeting today about that for you.
Okay. When do you leave?
I think I leave first thing Sunday morning.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
And you're writing
flying down with a bunch of listeners.
A bunch of listeners. Mm-hmm. That'll be super fun for you.
Well, I'm bringing the fam, too.
Yeah. That'll be great.
So my kid still doesn't really comprehend. Mm-hmm. I've been working on days of the week with her, but she's if you tell her a week, she's like, how many is that?
What do you
say? And when we have these conversations where I'm like, five more, or I'll go, you got 10 more minutes. She'll go, no, five. And I'm like, okay, five.
Does she
doesn't
like five?
Really right. get...
Bigger, the, smaller.
Yeah, she's right. still, we're working
but
on
it's
that.
Nice that she's a negotiator.
Right.
Does she have, like, little Disneyland clothes or ears or anything? You getting those ready?
Well, I mean, all that princess crap is...
Oh.
What are you talking about? Yeah. All that is Disney.
Yeah.
Yes. We have all that. Frozen
Do you,
is Disney.
When she goes out into the world, is she allowed to wear her princess dresses? Because I always thought, why have the fight? Just let them wear the princess dress.
Right.
Like, you are 1,000% correct.
Yeah. If you want to be Snow White today, it's fine.
I learned
and those
that
dresses
quickly.
Get ratty.
Rank.
Like, they're just filthy. Because a kid doesn't go, oh, this is my nice dress. I got to keep this nice. They go, oh, mud. Fun.
Yeah. No, we do costume changes all day.
Every day.
What fun that
it's
must
be. It's
a
whole thing.
Yeah. The princess dress thing was always, you know, just you'd go, you'd pick up your girlfriend for a play date, and she's got her daughters, and they're each dressed as their own. And the dresses are just coming apart. Like, they're just, just pieces of poo dresses. But they're the princess dress. I'd be like, oh, they're going to... And she's like, it's just not worth the fight. I just... Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, they're little kids.
It's like
who
that
cares?
Tie commercial or whatever, laundry commercial, where the dad's like, just one day a week I get her out of her princess dress and she puts on the cowboy outfit. So one day a week she's cowboy. The other days she's
Oh, I don't
princess.
Know that one, but that's pretty
and
good.
And then he's able to wash the princess
yeah,
dress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
SF Gate had on photos today. I saw it. Photos of Disneyland opening, and so I was looking up, oh, when did Disneyland open? And actually, it was yesterday, 1955.
So it was
how many
like
years
the,
is that?
72?
Damn.
I don't know how many. 62?
They've built quite the empire in under 100 years.
They sure have.
Right.
Yeah, I was reading something this morning about, because some of the old Disney cartoons are pretty racist.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbo is one of my all-time favorites, but there's these crows, and they're very stereotypical black characters, and they sing this whole song, and you know, you're a kid and you don't really realize it. And I just, you know, 1946, I think, Song of the South came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved that
movie. I love that movie,
and they've
too.
Never released it because it's
DVD.
Super racist about a guy who lives on a plantation after the Civil War. Right. And he's telling,
is that the Zippity-Doo-Dah?
It is.
Okay.
It is. And he's telling the stories to, like, the plantation owner's son, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
And it's... It won an Oscar for Zippity Doodah, and I think that the guy who played Uncle Remus is, he got like an honorary Oscar, and was like one of the first black people to get an Oscar, but it was, you know, they've never released it, and so now Whoopi Goldberg is trying to get it released. She says, you know, we should talk about these things, and if we take these things out of classic cartoons and movies, then it's like we're erasing them as though they never happened.
Yeah.
And we should be having conversations about these things. And it was kind of an interesting argument.
If you can have a conversation about it, that's great. But in some situations, you can't.
Right.
And then it becomes useless. Like, it doesn't have... It's not a learning tool. It becomes this thing that no one can talk about or look at because it's an outrage that you would even talk about that.
Right.
And I don't know that I ever understood. I've seen Dumbo. I was a kid. I didn't understand that that was racist.
Right.
You have to tell me. Did you just gurgle? Who gurgled?
I didn't gurgle.
I didn't know that that was racist. I wouldn't have known that.
It wasn't me.
Until someone told me.
Right. Well, now as an adult, you'd look at it and go, whoa, those are some stereotypical black crows.
Right. But I wouldn't even watch Dumbo as an adult.
You wouldn't?
You should because that's, it's phenomenal. It's great and it's short. You put that on for your kid and I think it's like 70 minutes.
No, 66.
Okay. It's real and there's songs in that are so good and the story's so good. And a little elephant gets drunk.
And they get drunk.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Vinny, they get drunk.
Wasted.
What does that mean?
You should watch it.
It's great.
Because I'm a puke, I can relate to the elephant.
Like, you know what it
and
is?
And the mouse.
It's stuff they could get away with back in the day that you just never do now.
But man, be careful because that baby of mine is where the mom, the mother elephant's been locked up because she's defending her baby with the, you know, wacky ears. And they say, oh, she's a dangerous elephant. And they put her in this thing and he sneaks out to see her. And she snakes her trunk out of the bars and cradles him and sings
that.
The song. And oh, God, you cannot, if you want to have a cry, just watch that scene.
So back to Song of the South. If you ever go to the Disney Museum, because it's right here in the Presidio, and I think it's a world-class museum, there's a brief reference to it in the museum. But even they, you know, will say exactly what you said, which is, you know, we understand that, you know, this film is a very controversial one, but they have a brief moment to it in the museum. But you're right. That film has been swept under the carpet.
I know.
But Whoopi...
But you know what's crazy is I remember it. I couldn't have seen it more than a couple of times. I was born in 66, and I definitely saw it enough times that I remember some of the stories that he told, and, you know, you remember the song, for God's... I mean, when's the last time you heard that song? And yet we all... If you've heard it, you sort of know it.
Yeah.
Culturally speaking, maybe it's something that should be included. And I liked Whoopi's take on the whole thing. Like, we can't just cover these things up as though they never happened. You know, you gotta have something. You have a way to talk about
right,
it.
But
I know, but you make a good point too.
The same thing about if we could be having a conversation about the N-word, but if someone said the N-word. And wasn't from start to finish part of the conversation. The person who tuned in and went, did that person just say the N-word?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden...
The sky's open and the lightning strikes!
And we'd be like, but that's not what we were saying!
Right. Yeah.
It's because someone just tuned
in. You know, Ivan, you can't win. So let's talk about the flavors of ice cream.
Right.
Boy, there's some good ones. KLC, HD1, San Francisco. We're not really going to do it. I noticed that your attention did perk right up. You went,
like,
oh,
yeah,
the flavors
cream.
Of ice cream. I would love to. KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you very much for being here. You're much appreciated. We'll be back with a trash right after this song.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.